Hi, friends. It is Tuesday, April 28th. We're in the book of 1 Peter, chapter 1, right now, verses 13 to 16. Listen to God's word. Peter writes to us, "With minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance, but just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all that you do. For it is written, 'Be holy, because I am holy.'" He said in verse 13, to set our hope on the grace. We don't set our hope on our ability to be holy, our ability to follow all the rules and live some kind of a righteous life. No, no. Set your hope on the grace of God for you. And as we trust in his grace, it awakens in me a longing for his holiness. The more I get to know Jesus, the more I get to know the kind of person he is, the kind of God and Lord and Savior that he is, it makes me long to be more like him. I remember being a child and looking up to my parents and admiring their character, appreciating what their love, their support, their provision for me meant, and wanting to live into that character. I wanted them to be proud of me. Well, God says, as obedient children, don't follow evil, ignorant desires, but pursue becoming more like me. How do I do that? How can I even know what that means? Well, the best starting place I know is giving myself more exposure to the person and the words of Jesus Christ. He's the one who shows me what it means to be holy. Join me right now as we speak some of his words back in the prayer that he taught us to pray. Say it with me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. May today be a day in which you draw closer to Jesus Christ. God bless you.